The legalist, strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. The perfectionist strains at a gnat but swallows a camel. They can't swallow a gnat, but they can swallow a camel. You talk about a contradiction. Those that are not faith alone, in Christ alone, they strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. They have so much self-glory and self-confidence in their own effort that they discount the finished work of Christ. They're so delusional. Think about it. They're so delusional that they strain at a gnat and swallow a camel because it's all about their image and their outward show and the fact that they're trying to make heaven on earth by works. They're trying to make heaven on earth by their works. They strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. The narcissist has to be the same way. I haven't really put any thought into it, but I'm sure it is. How did this narcissist strain at a gnat and swallow a camel? The whole deal of the narcissist is they look in the reflection in the water and start to worship themselves. Self-glory, self-worship. It's all about me. Well, there it is. No man is an island, right? So they strain at a gnat in regards. They think it's all about them. But it's never about them because God is in the equation somewhere. And so they have to take God out of the equation for it to be just about them. And no matter where you go, there's a body. There's some kind of body. There's a home, a body full of people in a home, body full of people in a corporation, body full of people in a church. So if it's all about them, me, 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 even the stock market, it's not all about you. There's other investors. You couldn't make money without other investors. You couldn't make money without people working in those companies. They strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. If you don't understand what I just said about the narcissist, just think about it. They're trying to be a ship. They're trying to be the captain. They're trying to be on a ship. They don't understand servant leadership. They don't understand washing feet. You know, the greatest among you is a servant. They think everybody else should be a servant, and they shouldn't be. But it's contrary to reality, because everybody serves at some level. Because it's all a gift anyway. There it is right there. That's what I was looking for. It's all a gift. Life, your life is a vapor. The grace of life is a gift. Everything's a gift. And so they think they deserve it. They strain at a gnat, swallow a camel, just like the perfectionist and the legalist and the delusional. The delusional person who's in fantasy world.